Blog Talk Radio.
It's hip hop stock exchange radio.
Tell a friend, get your mind right, get your money right. You know how we going to get it down tonight. We got a great show for y'all. We got Hip Hop TV 24/7 calling in. Definitely up and coming, hot new hip hop media promotional company. All indie artists need to tune in. We're going to drop a lot of jewels on the call. As a matter of fact, we got a caller calling in early, man. 510, talk to me.
Yo, what's good? This is Fire with AJTV.
All right, that's what's going on, man. Let everybody know what your company's all about and where you're from, man.
Okay, we out in Hollywood, California right now. We mainly focused on feature film and also the Who Got Next tour that's going around the country looking for top talent and artists in all genres of entertainment.
That's hot, man. I like that, man. I like that. How long y'all been rocking for?
Probably about over eight years now.
I feel you, man. Over the 8 years y'all been going strong, what are some of the main differences and some of the changes you've seen in the game and how it has evolved?
Well, I would say that one of the main things is the whole digital revolution, moving from wax to CD to now digital downloads and free albums, and therefore you see that a lot of the artists now had to change over from trying to sell records to touring, branding, marketing, merchandising, that type of stuff. So it's a different mind state now, and I see that the main focus now is marketing, and that's something that we have select clients that come to us and have different marketing needs, and that's kind of like the most important part of the game right now.
That's real, man. A lot of indie artists need to step their marketing game up.
Yeah, a lot of artists come at me every day and tell me, you know, how great their art is and what their passion is, and that's a good start. But the ability to turn that into a brand like a 50 Cent or a Lil Wayne or something, that's another art form that, you know, nowadays we see certain people, your Steve Stouts or even your P. Diddy's, you know. When I look at somebody like Diddy, I think of somebody like him as he's a marketing, you know, genius in a way that he can create different brands and have them be successful in different markets.
That's real, man. You mentioned Steve Stout, Diddy. Who are some of the other, you know, people that inspired you to get into the hip-hop game?
Well, back in the day, you know, it was probably Sugar Hill Gang.
That's right.
You know, Rapper's Delight. Then stuff like that. Then as time moved on, it was, to me, hip-hop was the conscious movement. People like KRS-One, Rakim, Poor Righteous Teachers, Brand Nubian. I think that whole movement, if you notice, it was silence, and there was another movement that came on, and that led to probably what we hear mostly today.
That's real.
I think it was more about, you know, when hip-hop had a strong message and a strong positive movement, was definitely like the heyday.
Yeah, I agree, brother. I definitely agree. How you feel about the current state of hip-hop right now?
Well, I think, you know, hip-hop, like everything else, is always changing. So the focus used to be on the DJ when you had groups like Eric B. and Rakim, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, you know. Then it switched over to the MC. He took the lead. Nowadays, hip-hop is more about marketing, branding. You know, you see people like Drake doing a Sprite commercial, and I've seen that Sprite commercial on TV for I don't know how long. 3 years, 4 years, you know, that's a long-running ad. And that's the power of hip-hop, is now selling that product. as it is every other product in the market. There's no major marketer out there that's not working without hip-hop, whether it's McDonald's, Nike, or anybody, Coca-Cola, anybody. So you see right now hip-hop is the most powerful force in all branding and all media in the whole world right now. Some people might see it as a problem because maybe enough of the originators of the art form, maybe they're not being involved in the nowadays, the big payoff that I think a lot of people like DJ Kool Herc and Grandmaster Flash and people like that put in a lot of work, and maybe they were never part of the 100 million and 500 million payoff that we see today.
Tell Jay-Z to cut a check.
Say it again.
Tell Hov to cut a check. Kool Herc or something. You know?
Well,
he's
definitely eating. I just heard him and B just caught like $250 million from live. So, you know, maybe 25,000 of that could reach back down into the community.
Real.
You feel me?
Man. Yeah, it's only right, man. Spread it around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the way. We notice other communities like the Jewish community or the Italian community, when they spend a dollar, it'll go around to their same community about 12 or 13 times.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, some other communities are spending a dollar and it's only going around once.
That's
not
true.
Even twice. Yeah, so once again, without hip-hop really spreading the knowledge, I think we're starting to get a lot of paper, but where's the power coming from in that paper? Like, what is anybody now with 100 million doing that KRS-One wasn't doing with 100,000?
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
So, yeah, we gotta look at, you know, yeah, we starting to get a lot of paper, but I mean, really, for what purpose? What is it doing? Even, you know, even something on the level of a TV station, a film company, you know. 50 got a film company, but I don't know if we could say that hip-hop has a film company.
Right.
You feel that? You know, maybe he does want us to be a part of it. Enough of us didn't reach out to him. I don't know. Maybe we couldn't contact him. Because, you know, it's a new station Diddy got out, Revolt TV. And
right.
that could be another outlet. That could be another platform if we could use it correctly.
Right. It seems like it's pretty slow moving, you know, Revolt TV. It's pretty much in the
Yeah, I can't really say. I'm right here in Hollywood, and I can't say I've heard, like, you know, 10 people say they're working on a new show or anything for the stage. I did hear that they was out here. I forget what was happening, the Grammys or something. I think they were out here covering it, you know. So that's cool. That's a start. But I'm more impressed by things like Soulja Boy is selling his own videos that he makes at his house to, and he can make millions of dollars without a major label being involved, without radio play, without touring. I think something like that should be interesting to a young person who's at home and has their own YouTube and has a little camera and is thinking about doing the same thing.
Right. As long as the music is good.
You know, say it again.
As long as the music is good.
Yeah, not only the music, but I think, you know, Soulja Boy definitely had some people behind him. He had to have a smart team behind him to get it to jump off initially. And I don't know if a solo indie artist understands that. When you see Britney Spears, you're not looking at just Britney Spears. You're looking at a whole army behind her, which is the choreographer, the makeup artist, the hairdresser, the stylist, you know, the manager, the agent, the accountant, the lawyer, the label, the A&R rep. You know, it's a lot of people that's putting input into that final product, the hit producer, the hit songwriter.
So when you see that end product, you say, oh, man, this is on radio getting all this play. The marketing team, you're not knowing that it's 100 people that's making that hit record and that hit artist. And if you're doing it alone, you obviously working at a disadvantage.
That's real, man. Have the team in place.
Yeah, it's got to be teamwork. It's got to be unity. Why not? I see thousands of independent artists. Why not 10 or 20 team up and work as a unit?
That's right. Put
you
egos aside and make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, how many artists come at you every day? How many artists do you know are floating around that is all working on the same exact thing, trying to get on, trying to create income?
Exactly.
Trying to create awareness. Yeah, so also something that impresses me more than a rapper with $500 million that's not doing nothing in the community or to really uplift the culture, what impresses me more than that is these independent internet radio stations. You feel me? Like HHSE. That's more impressive to me because now we can take something that was so valuable like radio. Radio is still, in a way, more valuable than television when it comes to our target market. So we could take something so powerful as radio now into our own hands and be able to control the content, the advertising, the message, you know, everything. I think that is a great movement, you know, that we fully support.
That's real, man. Don't get no better than that, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Hip Hop 24/7. We gonna play some heat. Come back, chop it up. You know how we do. Let's get straight to it.
Hey yo, Ching, talk to him.
Get the shade on that window. Nigga lock them doors up. Hey now. Let's get back to the money.
Mink gon' build the bear shoes, Alexander.
Yeah.
Stash box just to park the hammer.
Right.
On a 12-foot yacht where I parked the Lambo.
Mm.
Potential threat like your very first sign of cancer.
Boy.
Before rap, I was watching cameras.
Yeah.
With that hair shot, even mama love wouldn't find you handsome.
Winter mansions, beach house Hamptons, dirty dancing.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon Tim, Stephen Corn, Shirley's the Hampton.
Uh-huh.
Pretty girl, she answer.
Woo.
Just me and Chinks, I heard you girls some dancers.
What's up?
She said I'm alone too much. I keep two or three, shit, I'm in the zone too much.
Hit the shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now. Let's get back to the money.
Hey now.
Moved hard white off the playground.
Nigga,
hey now.
Hey now.
Niggas goes in the park, they gotta go through us.
Bottle.
They don't talk transactions on the phone with us,
right?
Cause niggas been dropping double nickels.
Nickels.
That was back when Mercedes dropped the double nickel.
Right.
Black and white ensemble, I'm so official. Drop the bag on them. Coast Guards gotta go and fish.
Yeah.
I feel you, I come to smash niggas.
Suck.
Them mad, we bunch of cash getters. Mike bump heads, you funny ass niggas. They ain't got no bread, a bunch of ass betters. Cherry red drop head to make his dad jealous.
Sick.
No boy, Kia less. Vito and Chinks, Coke boys, we the best.
Shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now. Let's get back to the money.
Hey now.
Moved hard white off the playground.
Nigga,
hey now.
Hey now.
Get
I move birds
to
NY, no, I let them fly,
yeah.
Drive slow as the D's observe the drop speed.
Yo.
Stuck up block dice games and C-Lows. Make
yeah.
a movie with the Uzi, you should know.
I'm licensed with the foe.
Yo.
All white, everything Medellin. No training wheels, been pedaling.
What?
Benz there, never rain, just talking. Ask the nigga where he going, said he just walking. Hey now.
Hey now.
Motherfuckers are laid down.
Yeah.
Get shot and get sprayed down, let's face down.
Early.
It's no need to hate, pal. Fans come down, I be safe sound in Cape Town.
Hit the shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now. Let's get back to the money.
Hey now.
Moved hard white off the playground.
Nigga,
hey now.
Hey now.
Get down or lay down.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got Hip-Hop TV 24-7 rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. So, yeah, man, you know, a lot of indie artists, when they make their rounds around the country, you know, they think of, you know, going to New York to network, to Atlanta to network. But since you're based in, you know, Beverly Hills, L.A., let everybody know that some of the advantages that they might not know about, you know, taking trips out to L.A. and really networking and seeing what's going on out there.
I would say the main thing is check out the Forbes list, Will Smith. Then after that, check Queen Latifah. Then after that, check LL Cool J. And then go look at one of your new rappers that got a hot song on the radio. And then check what their numbers look like. And see the difference. And then see how many years that was. And then you do the math and divide it.
Everybody chilling in L.A. That's a
house out here is, you know, it's quite expensive, but probably about $3.5 million for a small house. So,
wow.
You got to grind on a different mind state, you know, to be afloat.
At least the weather's nice.
Weather's lovely. Everywhere I go, it looks like a postcard.
Sure, yeah, LA.
I used to come out a long time ago, and I was, you know, people were like, oh, it's expensive and stuff, but, you know, high bills might lead to high networking, you know, and can lead to high income to where the bills not so high in perspective, you know. Like Einstein said, everything is relative.
Right. You live in a city that has a high cost of living. You just got to grind a little harder. That's all.
Well, I would say also you might be grinding easier because everybody's making a lot more money.
Right. That too. That's a good way to look at it too.
Because, yeah, I talk to people in a lot of cities and they tell me there's not that much opportunity going on.
So they need to come out to L.A. or New York.
Yeah, you know, that makes it difficult for independent artists, especially there's only a few cities that have all the major labels, like New York City, probably Atlanta, Miami, you know, maybe a few, maybe Houston, you know, L.A. So as you want to sit yourself in any industry, you would have to know certain meccas and certain places where that industry is more thriving, you know?
Definitely.
So I always look at L.A. like you got all the labels here, you know, all the movie companies, all the investors, and not that many artists really competing for the radio and the TV and, you know, the touring, et cetera, compared to the South. Or the East is definitely a lot less artists, I would think, competing on that level for quite a big pie.
That's real. So you're saying there's less indie artists out there in L.A. than there is New York or Atlanta?
I don't know if I would even say indie, but I'm talking about more like the people that's getting on the radio and stuff.
Right.
So therefore, it's more slots for another big artist at all times.
Okay.
For instance, as big as L.A. is, as big as an artist like Snoop is, even as big as an artist like E-40 or Too Short is, and how many years they've been getting it, you know, over and over and over again, I don't think there's even a West Coast female artist that's on the radio. So that means there's a slot open.
Right.
You know what? There's a slot open, and you're sitting here with the major machine. So I think it's a lot of opportunity in L.A. for a lot of things to happen on all different type of levels, you know, not even to mention movies.
Exactly. Yep. Hollywood.
Yeah, so we're working on a new movie right now,
And I also have a few artists that you're going to see featured in the movie. A couple faces that might be new, but, you know, I think they're going to make a strong impact. Because if you look at, like, the impact of artists like Tupac, before the movie Juice and after the movie Juice, it was a humongous difference, wasn't it?
For real.
Yeah.
He blew up
and then you look at, yeah, you look at the artists like, you know, like Queen Latifah, you know what I mean? Her impact and set it off.
Yeah, that was big for her.
You still hear rappers right now talking about set it off, Queen Latifah. I just heard Gucci just say it out of that.
Mm. That's real,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, look at the impact of Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, that was big, too.
You might not like his new music or his new movie, but you remember that, and you still have a respect for that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, but you know what? I like that record that you just played. Who was that record?
Oh, that's Chinks, Drugs, and Vital. Hey, now.
Okay. Word.
Yeah.
Word. Shout out to Fake Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing big things out here, man. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make trying to get in the game?
Focusing more on art than business.
Wow.
Even though, of course, you got to get your art to a certain level before you could even step up to the plate. But once you step up to the plate, you got to understand it's 95% business, 5% music.
That's real.
So if you coming in and you focus like 95% music and only 5% business, you're not going to fare very well in the business field.
Real, you're gonna get robbed for your art.
Well, we've seen that a lot. Hey, I'm gonna be honest. That's one thing I'm very proud of hip hop for. If you really study the history of music, especially the music of like black people in America and doing business from back in the day when we were doing blues and stuff, you would have a number one song for 10 years and would be you wouldn't even have $1,000. And hip-hop really turned it into where every rapper felt like, I got to be a businessman and a CEO.
Right.
And I don't even see that in rock and roll. I don't even see that in R&B. I don't even see that in country. You know what I'm saying? I think it's like we started this now to where every artist is going to realize, yo, they're raping me. They're taking 93 cents and giving me 7 cents, or they're taking 97 cents and giving me 3 cents. Then you had people like Master P. He stood up and had an 80-20 deal, 80%, no limit, 20%, them, Interscope. So if you notice, within about 5-6 years, he shot up quickly to $500 million. Shout out to Master P., no limit.
That's real. And everybody learned off of where MC Hammer blew all that money. No more. Real.
Shout out to Hammer, though. I think maybe we needed to see a problem so we could go try to create a solution. You feel me?
Exactly. That's all I said. Example.
Hammer still got at least a million. You know, he still got a mansion. He still riding around in whatever he wants to. So Just to get one hit record on the level of where he was at, you'll be at least good forever.
That's real.
That's another thing I tell indie artists. Don't worry about trying to make a whole album or 10 mixtapes. Focus on making that one hit record that you can eat off until you old like Mick Jagger and them, the Rolling Stones. Look how old they are. They still touring, still making $100 million. They must be 70 years old or something, still singing a song that they wrote when they was 18. You know, it's about that one hit record could take you far, whereas you might put out 20 mixtapes, and if you don't really got that one hit, we don't really know none of them.
quality over quantity.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Quality. Right. Because which one in the industry want to give you $100 million for? They want the Michael Jackson.
Won his soul.
They want the Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. That's what they want.
That's right.
They want the Thriller, the album that could sell 100 million records. That's a billion-dollar album. That's one album that's worth $1 billion. When Mel Gibson, when Mel Gibson did the Passion of the Christ, I think he broke that barrier in the film game and made $1 billion off a movie.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's where we at now. One album or one movie can make $1 billion. You could be a broke person today and make one album or one movie, and by next year you could be a billionaire.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't even think Tupac or Biggie even really reached any type of big money the way how today you see, you know, a newcomer can maybe have $3-6 million off one record.
That's real.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. So hip-hop has definitely become a big cash cow now. We just got to be real wise and stay on top, make sure that we getting, make sure we getting that 80-20 like Master P was getting.
Right, right.
Yeah, and not that's getting right. That 793 like what they was getting back in the day.
Or them 360 deals.
That sounds very bad.
Yeah, you know what that's about.
Yeah.
360 deals. That's what it is, man. Where you feel the future hip-hop is headed?
Hopefully towards some different music. Because
right.
At the end of the day, what makes it different is also the music. And I think, you know, we could have some newer, different beats come out and different productions. If you remember back in the day when Public Enemy came out with their sound, it was different than other hip-hop. It didn't sound like regular hip-hop.
Right.
When Timberland came with his beat, that was different. Even when Pharrell and them came with that techno, that Neptune sound, it was different. So, you know, South came with a different beat. Lil Jon came with a different, some crunk, you know. I think it's time for more other forms of the art form to keep, you know, keep elevating.
That's real, man. I like that.
Yeah, because right now, sometimes it's not only the rap. It's like sometimes the music is not that great. It sounds medium.
Like copycats.
Yeah, and this art form is all about originality and all about creativity.
That's real.
I would also like to see the West Coast come with another wave. You know, that's part of why we out here also.
Yeah, West Coast doing their thing, man. Y'all got, you know, YG, Problem, you know, Nipsey Hussle, you know, cats are doing their thing. Out there.
Kendrick.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course, Kendrick. The whole TDE, you know. I got a nice little wave going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about time. It's been a minute,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, about time. It's been a minute, huh?
Been a minute, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see New York turn up again. You feel me? I want to put with a new wave, not with the old New York, with the new New York.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got cats out here spitting it, man.
Yeah. Where's that new young kid that's like 15, 16, 17 and is like where LL was at when he first just came out or where Cannabis was at when he just came out on fire?
That nigga probably in Rikers right now. He be out. C-74 or something. He be out. Right. That's what it is, though, man.
I think hip-hop right now is really fulfilling its destiny from the creation as also being a very big alternative to street life and, you know, breaking the law and getting in trouble and
that's also another thing that I'm proud to see that hip hop right now is employing so many people in legal jobs.
Mm-hmm. That's real, man. That's real.
Yeah,
man.
I think that's like a major force and impact, and it also I think it makes the culture more positive to the older people who might have looked down on it and thought that it was just, you know, something gangster rap and, you know, about killing people, selling drugs and all that type of stuff.
Right. It definitely does employ a lot of people behind the scenes that, you know, got to make things happen.
Yeah. And I mean, in a place like L.A., you see that. You meet people. I just met somebody the other day. He told me he worked on that show Pimp My Ride on MTV with Xzibit. I'm like, dang, you was on there, you know? Like, this is somebody's a job. So it's more than just it's more than just being a superstar in front of the camera. I think it's plenty of other jobs right now, like being the marketing person, the graphics person, you know, the booking agent, the promoter. That's how P. Right. Diddy started. He was promoting parties in D.C. down Howard, you know?
Right, right.
That's where he learned to understand his clients.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, it's about understanding the client and that personal relationship.
Exactly. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Hip Hop TV 24/7 rocking with us. We're going to play some heat. Come back, chop it up. Let's do it.
Fuck your Bill of Rights. You got family locked. see my lost ones in the afterlife. They ain't no hate in the afterlife. Everything straight in the afterlife. Ain't no death in the afterlife. Heaven in your hands is the afterlife.
All my
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Hip Hop TV 24/7 rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
All good, all good.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So, what new future projects you got lined up for the company?
You know, the major thing is the new movie called No Worries. We diligently working on that right now in Hollywood and San Diego. It's a romantic comedy movie, so you're about to see that art form come out of here for us. And
nice.
Other than that, the Who Got Next tour, we're about to invade Florida. So we're going to be everywhere down there in Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Tallahassee, Hollywood, wherever, also Atlanta for the 420.
That's what's up. Who are some of the artists on the tour?
We were out in North Carolina with Freaky Zeke, Dipset, 7:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Down in Florida, we got the artist Coke Girl Keeper. Then we got the GHE fam. And we got a couple other artists down there that we might link up with. We basically just getting everything organized down in Florida. That's one of our big places, so we always down there. It's another sunny state, so it's all good out there with the weather and everything.
I think
they just legalized the herb, so we good.
In Florida?
Yeah. Florida.
Oh.
Maryland.
Really?
I think New Jersey coming next.
Yeah.
Hey, might as well do the whole country. Roll up.
Yeah. Obama's working on it. Obama's working on it. Barack. Yeah. But I think they scared to do it in New York though.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of
we'll
wild.
We'll go crazy.
Scared of New York.
We'll go crazy.
Probably be the last state. Last pass, it's all good.
I have a question before you go. Is this a good idea for an independent artist to do reality TV shows?
Oh man, definitely. We just linked up with a couple new stations like Right On TV and TV 1000 Network. Who looking for people that have web series and their own reality shows. They might not have an outlet of where could they, you know, get it put on at. That's a place mm-hmm. where they can do that, you know. I think music is great, but it has a certain limitations. Film, video, it's more a 3D art form. And right now, with the easy access, you might have a video camera on your phone or, you know, a little small camera on your computer. So I think right now we need to take full advantage of that. Things like Netflix, YouTube, these are open markets that we need to maximize because, once again, these are the art forms where we don't have to say, I'm trying to get signed or I'm going to NBC and I need them to give me a 100-page contract before I can make money.
That's real. That's real right there, man. Mm-hmm. I know you guys do videos, too. Let everybody know some advice on, you know, putting out good quality videos and the importance of just having good quality visuals.
Well, I was taught by a lot of guys that went to school and even had a master's degree in film and stuff. And even if the filming of the video maybe is not the greatest, good editing can always upgrade the video. So I would say to an artist, whereas you might look at a lot on filming, what you're filming is very important, but have even more importance in your editing process.
That's good insight right there, man. For real. I like that, man. Let everybody know how to get in contact with you, how to check out the site and everything you got going on, Twitter and all that.
The main thing is the, you know, www.hhtvonline.com. Other than that, any type of media form or stuff, if you just put HHTV in or HHTV Online, you'll see us on Twitter, at HHTV Online. Also, for our models, at HHTV Models and Models 2. We also working with a lot of models that's going to be in movies. It's going to be on radio, music videos, that type of stuff. Definitely holler at us. Instagram, we just started the HHTV film on Instagram, and it's kind of quiet right now, but that's about to be the place where you can see all the behind the scenes and the film and the movies and stuff. So that's going to turn up in a minute. And other than that, just all over in your hood, I hope, because we're on the Who Got Next tour, and all promoters, all venues, all artists contact us, and you know we want to come to your town next.
That's what up, man. L.A. to New York, get it popping. You already know Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Hip Hop TV 24/7. Salute to you for being on the show, my brother. Keep doing big things.
Yep. Give thanks. Much thanks, man. God bless, all right?
Definitely, man. Definitely keep doing big things out there, man. Hollywood, man. See y'all. Touring, marketing, videos, movies, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
1,000.
That's what it is, brother. Stay up. That's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Hip Hop TV 24/7. Brothers doing big things out there, man. We're going to get back to some heat. Got a lot of good music. We got the rundown coming up a little later. The hip hop news, the global politics, the economics, everything going on in the world. We're going to build on that. But let's do what we do. Get straight to it.
Jala, what up? Remind me of the Commodore. Why sell cologne, belt buckle, Salvatore.
Damn.
Phoenix Gator. She wanted to see the crib, so I showed the pad.
Right.
You ever seen a Raider? Predator ego, heated streets. Ball smooth, I can moonwalk in a Dita click.
Wow.
All black security, CID the freak.
Uh-huh.
Took three home with me from one of my meeting greets.
Right.
If I were the God, only the best could spit.
What else?
I'm buck with the brow, I'm feeling on the chest and shit.
What else?
Now the X is lit.
Yes.
I need a priest.
Wow.
Just had sex with my ex and sis.
Woo.
Got a fleet of whip. She can still walk. A price, I can beat a brick, but you still sharp. Bars is hard, but this butter lever still soft. One of the greatest, my nigga, real tough.
I got I'm in the back. The Bentley, yeah. Like the best is coming for me. I don't live as how I live. Big city and bright lights. Always known to live the high life. Yeah, yeah.
This remind me of Curtis Mayfield. 50 for yeah, yo, wonder where Curtis Mayfield. Nah, I don't work just to pay bills. I still hustle, blackface, Bill Russell, we got a great grill.
Right.
It's all about what my wife and my daughter like.
Instagram. Yeah, I couldn't fuck with my daughter's like. We push kilos down the quarters of that water right. Like Lil Wayne, like we ain't paid more because we more alike.
Right.
What you think, shit?
Shit.
See my chain, I'm connected like Wi-Fi. You can check where the links is. I get money, I'm where the Brinks is. Food for thought, there's some dishes in the sink, shit.
Shit.
With a palm olive. I'm in and out 5 stars in the Palms Island. Even though I rap, I let you still talk. I'm one of the greatest, my nigga, real talk.
I'm in the back of the Bentley. Always known to live the high life. Yeah, yeah. Time to live is how I live.
Yeah, you're tuned into nothing less, none other than the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's go, man. It's the kid DJ Instincts, Specialist CNT, Problematic Status. Let's get it.
I'm a beast on the microphone, something like Stallone. Call me Rocky, I stay cocky, moving that Fonzie,
right.
Rolling in the spot, yeah, where anybody finds me. Cowards talking trash, you can never even find me. I'm switching up the Cadillac, moving down the highway. East side, west side, do this thing like all day. Non-stop home, boy, we gotta get this payday. Matter of fact, I bump up in the whip a little Dre Day. I'm on a map, making history, getting more ink, and I rock no jewelry. Still no for real, yo, gotta keep it real, though. Everybody wanna know what's up with my old flow. I switch it up, man, gotta get a custom black. Matter of fact, rockin' with this Oreo custom hat. Hey, yo, I still rock it every day. Making moves on competition, yeah, we gotta get paid. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, north side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Hey, yo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, south side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Hey, yo, they loving it, man, they be loving it.
I got them leaning and rocking. Boy, ain't no stopping. I'm moving like the hands on the clock, keep on rocking. Till the break of dawn, yeah, that be the pedigree. Matter of fact, give me 2 shots for the vanity. I'm on the mic, man, I'm known to get it hype, man. Been on the street, and I've been there, my strikes, man. It's non-stop, this is how I got it locked down. Damn, it's a holler down, underground, hear my sound. Underground, wide like the internet, which is spec.
Worldwide,
matter of fact, we gotta catch a check.
Dollar sign is all that we be seeing here. Putting it down, representing for the new year.
And that's how it's gotta be, till I'm gonna be. But I can't stop, yeah, I got the adrenaline rush. I'm ready to crush, I'm holding down till I'm ash to ash to dust to dust. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, north side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, south side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it.
Deeper scale, bitch, I've been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying. World in my hand, yeah, God's got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchies. The rocket magnums, yeah, yeah, girl, love that. My mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant. What's ungiven is for the taking. I'm on my grizzly, on my grizzly. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big dinner plate grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success tastes great. Cut the cake,
cut the cake.
You relay, yeah.
On my grizzly, got the code to the city.
my grizzly, on my grizzly, real estate in my city, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm familiar, walk the wrong block, you can catch the buck 50, yeah. Pull the staples at the last supper, last supper. Cops wanna handcuff you, God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Fire, then they love you. Black diamond for all my black brothers.
Black brothers.
Drop dying for all my black brothers.
Black brothers.
Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back.
Hold it back.
Anthony on for all my Zodiac.
Zodiac.
I speak in codes, you can call it rap.
Call it rap.
Call it, I call it music, fans call it crack.
Call it crack. Call it.
Need a quote, let me hit you back.
Hit you back.
Copy that, yeah.
Yeah.
Same color as snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rap. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T, Taylor May, Belt Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the streets. Concrete, jungle, south side, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling one. Why I just playing Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
But says predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation and the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of your favorite parts of the show. The rundown, the hip hop news, the politics, the global economics, everything that's going on in the world, we build on that. If you don't got the browser open, open it up, www.hhse.biz. That's the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We're going to get straight to the hip hop news. First up, 50 Cent must pay $16 million to settle headphone lawsuit. Now, this is an interesting article. You know, brother 50 Cent has been doing a lot of different endeavors with his investment income into you know, NASCAR, into headphones, into a lot of different things, man. You know, this might have been something that not caught up to him, maybe. You know what I'm saying? My, you know, a little copyright infringement or, you know, and it caught up to him. He has to shelve out, you know, a couple million. Ain't nothing for him. You know, a couple million to pay it off so he can keep it going, you know?
Mm-hmm. 50 Cent needs to be careful and, you know, be a little bit more diligent when he does a little bit, do certain type of business deals, make sure everything is up to date, make sure there's no one else having the same kind of company, brand as him, and making sure that everything is down to the straight line, because if not, it can fall back on him and he can go bankrupt. This can ruin him and his reputation as a businessman. So.
Definitely,
he needs to be careful.
For real, that's a lesson for a lot of entrepreneurs, man. When you're coming out with new products, you know, innovative products, make sure, you know, your copyright is right. Make sure you're not, there's nobody else that has that same idea already copywritten, you know what I mean? To cover yourself in the long run, you know? Next up, T.I. is set to produce Oxygen's new reality series. That's what's up, man. T.I. got a lot going on. He definitely, you know, got the TV show on VH1. You know, the whole family show. He got his wife a show. He definitely doing his thing with the TV. Now he got a new show working with Oprah now, a new reality show. So it's definitely good for the brother. He definitely doing his thing producing in the TV game. This is like his third show he's producing on TV.
Oh, he's doing big things. I mean, the Family Hustle, I think, show was like, it really, you know, made me change my view about him as being a businessman, a family man, and he's also acting too. And he's thinking out, you know, being smart with his career. I mean, he put that one hit like the guy was talking about and made it empire. He's not making an empire out of it. He has his own record label. He has his own, like, become a producer now. He's finding new talent, and he's being really smart about it. And he's investing in that, and it's working for him. And I hope that the show succeeds, and now he's working with Oprah. Wow, that's amazing.
That's big.
Not a lot of rappers can say, I work with Oprah.
That's big, man. Good businessman and good father, too. Definitely he has on his show. He shows, you know, his kids and all that. So, you know, a good dude doing big things. That's what's up. Next up, Mobb Deep celebrates the golden age of hip-hop. That's what I'm talking about, man. It's a good article right here. Now it's just building on, you know, the whole run they had in the 90s where, you know, it was Mobb Deep, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas early. You know, that was a good run right there. And definitely Mobb Deep definitely did have their hand in the golden era of hip-hop, definitely in the 90s. So shout out to Mobb Deep. Pioneers, you know?
Yeah. Congratulations to them, because not a lot of hip-hop stars can say they made it that long. And they got lucky in this game, and they should just keep on making the good music they always make, and I always be listening to. So congratulations.
For real, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Next up, the best rappers turn actors. Now, this is a good article right here, man. We were just talking about it earlier, man. A lot of MCs come out to L.A., do big things in the acting game. This is a good article just highlighting some of the, you know, most popular, the best, you know, rappers turn actors, man. You got Will Smith, you got Queen Latifah, you know, LL, you know, Ice Cube, a lot of them, man, a lot of them.
Yeah, that article is really interesting. I mean, it gives hope to people who are hip-hop artists and they're coming out and doing their thing. They have these guys who are, they paved the way for them to get into movies and acting. You know, it was back then, it was taboo. Oh, my God, I don't want to see Ice Cube in the movies. But it turned out to be a big hit for them, you know, and it worked. I mean, they actually had talent, you know. Who knew? Who would have thought Ice Cube would be acting now? And he's funny. Who would have thought Queen Latifah would be an actress and doing her own talk show like Oprah? And who would have thought Will Smith was going to be a mega superstar, you know? Who would have thought these things? No one. So if you believe in yourself long enough, I think it's very capable. Any hip-hop star out there, you can be anything you want to be. There's three different hats you can wear. So congratulations to all of them. It's sad to go on to follow them.
That's right, man, because the hip-hop industry, film industry, and TV, it goes hand-in-hand because you got your fan base, your hip-hop artists. You can transfer that over to, you know, TV and films. That's what they did, LL and Will Smith. So, you know, why not? For real. That's what's up. Now, on the business news, first up, the number one source of stress at work. Now, this is an interesting article, man. I'm pretty sure a lot of different people could have a lot of different, you know, views on this, man. But it's an interesting article, man. Everybody needs to sometimes just slow down a little bit. Everybody working at 9 to 5 sometimes, you look at the bigger picture. You know what I mean? Don't stretch yourself out. Don't overwork yourself. Everybody need overtime. Don't overdo it. You know?
Yeah. Drink a lot of chamomile tea.
Pace yourself.
That will relieve yourself. Take 5 steps back and meditate a little bit. Seriously, I know you want to get that cheddar, but really don't be stressed out. And another thing, if it's a job that stresses you out, maybe this is a job you don't want to do. And I mean, you need to find something you love to do so that won't stress you out. That's the whole point about a job, is to find something you love to do so it won't stress you out. So.
That's real, man. Get your mind right, get your money right. Like we always say, for real. Next up, China's toxic pollution splits families. Now, this is an interesting article, man. If y'all don't know, man, China has the worst pollution in the world. They got these factories, and you got to figure, it's over a billion people, 1.9 billion people in China. You could just imagine the amount of cars. You just imagine the smog in New York and L.A. Just imagine the smog in the Shanghai or Beijing. We got 300 million people in one city. Just imagine how many cars on the highways, man. It's crazy out there. They actually have vouchers for families out there where, you know, if you win a voucher, you can move out of your city based on how bad the smog is in your city. It's real bad out there, man. The water is polluted out there. It's getting out of hand. And the government, the Chinese government, they don't really care. It's communist. They just want, you know, production and the money coming in. They ain't really worried about the health of the people. You know what I'm saying? They trading the health of the people for you know, economic benefit, man. It's not good. They even got the law out there. You can't have more than one kid out there. It ain't even a place to live, man. Communism is rough, man. It's rough.
Yeah, it's too strict. I mean, it's too strict. Like, that government's weird. And, I mean, actually, the companies that used to be in the United States is over there now, and it's adding to the smog. And I mean, China, I mean, I hope America don't get that, you know, United States don't get that way. I mean, that would be so scary. We'll be dying. I mean,
yeah, pollution out there is bad, man.
it's
rough. I mean, there's times where people, you know, they tell people not to come out your house. You know, like every house has a humidifier, and it's rough out there, man. I mean, everybody need a job, but damn. For real, I mean, they need some mass transit or something, man. I mean, you know, I don't know. 1.9 billion people—that's a lot of Hyundai.
They're riding horses,
you know?
and bikes more.
That's a lot of people. For real, man. That's what it is, man. Y'all already know. Check out that Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists on there. www.hhse.biz, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Check us out. You know how we do. We're going to play some more heat, finish up the show. Let's get it, baby.
Bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move cane with street money. If you ain't winning, nigga, change your team. Shit, I'm really living, it ain't a dream. The chain of gleam, since the beginning, I reign supreme. The range of beam, or the drop the race. Cops to chase, got some shooters that'll pop your face. See your body in a rotten place. See that Bugatti, now I got the taste. Pockets laced, think they run Harlem, but that's not the case. Dedicated to every honey and every girl we date. Getting money is my worldly face. To the pearly gate, Scrooge McDuck. I ain't trying to lose a buck. Big diamond jewels this truck. Get out of line and you get stuck. A mafia run the city. Watches 150. These niggas cannot do nothing with me. I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move pain with street money. Why these
haters hate, I'm trying to get my paper straight. I love my niggas so much, if he get bust, I'ma take the weight. Jumping out the truck with the paper plates. What up, ma? You wanna fuck? Just make the date. Call me when you ready, boo. I got some homies and they heavy too. I wanna do everything you gon' let me do. I'm sure you already knew what time I click it down. Flippin' bricks and pounds. When you broke, only real bitches stick around. You the type to get released from jail, fleeing bail. On the same chick that sent you everything to eat and mail. Baby, he a frail. This for niggas with keys to sell. Who be eating well? I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move cane with street money. Where I'm from, you better bring steel, cause they let them things fail. Got some wild niggas on my team out in Springfield. Wanna sign me? I need a king deal. Ring chill. Being broke is like how a bird with no wings still can't fly. Y'all niggas get no respect. Nope, my niggas holding checks. Leave bitches soaking wet. Chickens from my co-connect. Copping raw. Pop the four at your top and jaw. Fuck with Gotti and with your body. We gon' mop the floor to gat shoot. Stack loot. Nike track suit. When I was broke, these bitches used to act cute. Now they wanna top me and bone. Versace cologne. Rocking these stones. Copping these homes. I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move chain with street money. Street money.
Now let me get my shit off. Watch me run it back on this kickoff. So I know how to rap and get a brick off. I've been doing that from the tip off. Dealing drugs, bad bitches trying to suck my dick off. I'm big dog, see this is when they call a nigga pissed off. Who are you to dictate if I get on? I've been on, see I ain't down for the get along. I've been riding foreign, who said I need a hit record? My name is Barry Bonds, nigga, I don't hit second. I'm trying to peek my exit, people trying to peek my necklace. Plus my connect, keep them blocked, I'm trying to beat the Tetris. I try to let up, ain't no letting up until you breathless. You want this cake, blow out your candle and make your death wish. They so upset for niggas, never took heed of my lectures. I've been compared to what Jesus was healing them lepers. They know I'm well respected, keep my gun, no sleeping naked. Nobody made it out this game, I'm trying to beat the record.
Make sure they play this when they tell my story, baby. Tell me it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Tell me it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been eating lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. It's time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay, now let me get my shit right. My Syracuse orange with my Nick White. And watch me drop 40 in these Fizzikes. Know the way I give light. And know that me and mine is tryna split right. It's like we figure skating over thin ice. See, we just tryna live life. And all of his name branded expensive taste. All of the hundreds and the henny that I done pissed away. The chin chins, Felipe's, the money they said they would repay. The way that they thought I forgot, I never forgot. I just let them keep change. My seat back, they seat raised. They younger than I assumed, and I'm 2K while they EA. Like, why are you trying to improve? I'm a 99 rating with a 99 playlist. If it's 99 problems, I get 99 straightened. So to God be the glory, and to God be the orgy. With a model and an aspiring model who was too gaudy. My goal is the new Gordy with a Smokey Robinson pen. And my canvas was a scene out of Strap. So I begin for the glory.
Make sure they play this when they tell my story, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been eating lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. It's time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby.
CBOD, CBOD, and we got the lead, and we got the lead.
It's your boy J Green Money Talks from Empire State DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, man. Make sure you tune in regularly to that Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You can check it out at www.hhse.biz. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Let's go.
Bang, bang, gang, gang, Hollywood. I ain't got nothing but this cooler. Came back to class, I'll fool ya. I'll tell a story more truer. I'm so slick like Victor Ruler. Tell them all I said it. You want it, homie, come get it. I chop them up with no chopper. Biggie nigga, who shot ya? I think I need a doctor. These straight phones ain't working. Don't need a block to quit working. Got your bitch on my lap twerking. Hide your feelings, I hurt them. No new friends, got friends when I'm smoking, I get them open, homies broken, I don't know, damn, nigga, fuck is on your mind, fly, fuck is on your mind, I don't give two pops, I hit them up, for a few bucks in a hockey puck, you don't wanna press your luck, my man, my shit dynamite, nigga, watch me bang. When you in them streets, bang, when I'm with a freak, bang.
stealing shit. They not, I get money, don't stop. Fuck a trial, I flood the whole block. I black out, whatever. Spin ether, till ether, I'm a creature. Believer, I'm a wizard, this Khalifa.
Nigga,
fuck is on your mind, huh? Jail, fuck is on your mind. I don't run, homie, I knuckle up. I bet your hood ain't ruffling up. My dogs, they bark on everything. I might blow up.
Sunday night, West Side Highway, 27th and 12th Avenue, the notorious, home of the chooks, home of the robbery, home of the body, the illest club in New York, the tunnel, yo, let's take it back to the tunnel. With a hood to run upon you, for the chook, son. As soon as they play shook once, the walls from Brooklyn always roll deep. Who shot ya? Somebody getting rocked to sleep. Security making, taking chins off in the winter. Had to walk through the metal detectors before you enter. When you get inside, might be a homicide. With that New York hip hop, somebody might get shot. This is where they snatch jewels, waiting to splash you. Flex streaming out in the club, don't let them gas you. Niggas taking pictures of money, you know, cash rooms. Bitches give a head in the unisex bathroom. This is hell where the criminals dwell. Half the goons in the club just came home from jail. Other half couldn't come cause they couldn't make bail. It's cold in the west side, it ain't hard to tell. And son,
let's take you back.
Take you back to the tunnel.
Let's take you way, way back. Let's take you back.
Let's take you back to the tunnel.
Let's take you way, way back.
Posted up, goons ferocious, Jews cold as fuck. Those who dream about scheming, we woke them up. My four green niggas was born to squeeze triggers. My queen's regime was at the bar deep chilling. The tunnel was the place for all the street niggas. You know it's real, you could go in there and see people you know from jail. Home at last, hold this act and throw a hand. Moment of silence, Big L was always there. And Chris Lottie ran the tunnel, he was the man. I seen Diddy by the bar out and shut it down. Please believe, Free and Nitty didn't fuck around. I walked the crowd with Tim's on because my style is New York to the fullest. We don't bow. All these dudes who want the crown are fucking clowns. The tunnel is proof. Street niggas run this town.
Let's take you back.
Take you back to the tunnel.
Let's take you way, way back.
Tunnel.
Let's take you back.
Take you back to the tunnel.
Let's take you way, way back.
Sticking niggas at the tunnels that I used to eat. Soon as you step foot on that cobblestone street, and this is the same spot where hype shot. You gon' get popped, and I'm getting shot in your belly. Come through something like your ass is bad. You get chucked up, sent out in a plastic bag. This the grimiest club in the whole city. I'm talking sick of kids, murderers, and YPD. West side of 27, down the block from the project. Just walking through the tunnel, you get shot up and carjacked. I party with killers, raping and lifers. If it wasn't for the bitches, you would think it was righteous. That's back when I never smiled a lot. Was on my New York state of mind, shit around the clock. And it wasn't just niggas from the NYC. It was CTDCVAPANCLIMDNJ at the tunnel.
Tunnel. Let's take you back.
Take you back to the tunnel.
Let's take you way, way back.
Tunnel.
Let's take you back.
Take you back to the tunnel. Hey.
Sticky Megan, Fresh Rose Star, black ski mask, hoodies and crowbars. Hip-hop jurors, prestige, lyrical flow guard. Grew up in a tunnel, we came here to expose y'all to the most dangerous nightclub in the whole world. Unemployed ex-con, stuck thuggin' with no job. Chain snatching, stick-up killers who came to go rob. Pocket knife, gym star, box cutters to blow y'all. Drug trafficking, coke pills and hydro jars. Fly diva, hood rat, dime bitches with no draws. Finger waves, braids and shades, giving out blowjobs. Wrapped around the corner, the tunnel line was so long. Skip everybody, Brooklyn niggas was so strong. The ice rail era, face fighting gets sold on. Punch you in your face and give you a fucking nose job. These bougie clubs and day parties control y'all. The real recognize the real, we don't even know y'all.
Let's take you back. Let's
take you back to the tunnel.
Let's take you way, way back.
Tunnel.
Let's take you back.
Take you back to the tunnel.
Let's take you way, way back.
Tunnel.
Let's take
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We had a good show tonight. Salute to Hip Hop TV 24/7 for rocking with us. Brother dropped a lot of jewels, doing big things out there in LA. So, you know, definitely, man, come to that marketing, to the film, to the promotional tours. They got it going on, man. Hip Hop TV 24/7. Check them out. You know? Salute to all the listeners that rock with us every week. We love y'all. All the archive show listeners, love y'all. You see the numbers, so you know. We here every Wednesday, tell a friend. 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. That's what it is. Well, what's new in your world, sis? What's going on with you?
Not so much, you know, just chilling, trying to make it in this business, and hopefully my 5-year plan works out.
Definitely. As long as you got the plan, got the determination, you're going to get there.
I hope so.
It'll happen. That's right. It'll happen. One love to everybody. See y'all next Wednesday. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Of course, log on the site. www.hhse.biz. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We got a lot of new future things going on with the site, man. We ain't going to talk about that, but a lot of good things coming along later on this year, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange is all about financial education for the people. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio is all about the indie artists and building and enlightening everybody and what's going on behind the scenes in the music industry. So, till next Wednesday, y'all be good, man. Stay focused. We see y'all. One love.
All my
Real shit. It's a million, it's a million. Let's take a walk down the memory. Puffin' on the air while my niggas sit the Hennessy. Niggas claim we friends, but really ain't a friend of me. Try and hit my top, better drop like Kennedy. They just in the headshots, try and make their leg pop. I'm between his girl legs, try and make a bed rock. Plus they see me floss when I pull up at that red spot. Dad's got the game on lock like a dreadlock. Real tight, try and feed your fan with a meal weight. Cause I remember nights when I had to hold that seal tight just to get a dollar, hustle for a buck. Now I'm swimming in the money and I'm thinking this is luck. Tell me what it is, cause I just can't get enough of this feeling that I'm feeling, and it's feeling like a rush. Hush, this is deep for society. Devil what my soul, demons try and keep their eye on me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
Like Pilates with the stars, immaculate conception. Brady with the yards, no interceptions. Order bulls on call for murder weapons.
Get it, baby.
Awards of foreign cars off of time invested. A mill well respected. Holy Grail, that's White Hennessy. Rolling up Kundalini, that's that sour D. 36 ounces, all for my faculty. New York minute, gotta think rapidly. Planets in my solar system, holy gas for me. I could do a libation, ask here it's time for me. I live non-fiction, yeah, brought the tax for me. Time is my currency, yeah, fuck your salary. Racks of the Freemasons, pimps the matrix. So blatant, I track money, don't chase it. Birthstones floating all in my bracelet. Beamer floating, we the chosen, moving in a spaceship.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak.
Ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.